Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lundborg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Lundborg. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Sims and he is out, Brown applying the tag. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Yastrzemski moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is hit by the pitch. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli strikes out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Petrocelli. The throw from Sims and he is out, Brown applying the tag. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alves. The throw from Ryan and he is out, Petrocelli applying the tag. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Lundborg strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0 for 2 in the game. Lundborg strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tardabul hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tardabul. Sims reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for Pedro Gonzalez. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Jose Vidal pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to second for the out. Sims moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lundborg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sims scores. Brown moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davalillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing center field. Steve Bailey now pitching. Gus Gill now playing second base. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Sims and he is out. Brown applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don Demeter now playing right field. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. May reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.